we may be fairly accused of beating up on cable news, but it's hard to resist when cable news beats up on itself. Case in point, the O'Reilly-Olbermann smackdown in the spring of 2006. MSNBC's Keith Olbermann has a weekly segment called The Worst Person in the World, an honor he awarded day after day to Fox News' Bill O'Reilly. Last April, O'Reilly finally cracked. He said anyone who spoke Olbermann's name on his program would hear from Fox Security, and apparently at least one caller to his radio show actually did. At the time of the smackdown, we gathered real tape of the feuding hosts, set their voices to music, and, yeah, embellished just a little. Think of it as behind the music for cable news nerds.
Like all MC rivalries, at the heart of the battle between Olbermann and O'Reilly is money, fame, and street cred. Their cable news shows compete for the 8 p.m. slot. Ultimately, the success of one hinges on the destruction of the other.
I think the real war began when Keith started calling him Ted Baxter. And then he included O'Reilly in the worst person segment 16 times. 16 times! I told him, Keith, you're declaring war. And he just laughed. I tried to warn him.
O'Reilly banned anyone from mentioning Olbermann's name on his show. Things turned ugly when Mike from Orlando called into O'Reilly's radio show and tried to mention Olbermann. Mike's line was cut, and a few days later, the O'Reilly crew released the chilling single, He's a Gone Guy.
You're in the no-spin zone with Bill O'Reilly.
Believe it. We have your phone numbers, by the way. Believe it. Because we're not going to play around. You will be held accountable. Believe it. So if you're listening, Mike, we have your phone number, and we're going to turn it over to Fox Security, and you'll be getting a little visit. Believe it. No, maybe Mike's going to get in big trouble. There you go. Mike is, he's a gone guy.
In the track, O'Reilly and his crew threaten to sic Fox Security on anyone who gets in their way. Shepard Smith makes an eerie cameo at the end of the cut.
He's a gone guy. Believe it.
No, O'Reilly's angry. Where's Olbermann? Let's just throw something at Olbermann, Bill.
The O'Reilly crew performed He's a Gone Guy 2 weeks later at the Peabody's in front of an amped-up crowd of broadcast executives.
I think we showed old B that we meant business. I mean, come on, they're on MSNBC. Who do they think they are?
But old B, as he now goes by, fired back with his own song, Threatening Behavior. He openly mocked the O'Reilly crew, further feeding the flames.
Oh, here we go.
Cut him off. Expurgated. Erased. It's a radio show. Even if a caller swears, it's a radio show. What do you mean you'll be getting a little visit? What do you mean we have your phone numbers?
Bill thinks he has his own police.
Radio show over here. Trip to Gitmo over there. Why are you always smearing him, Bill?
That is an abuse of Bill O'Reilly's power, and it's an attempt. He's crossed the line. It's an abuse of the media, it's an abuse of law enforcement, and he's now the one engaging in threatening behavior.
At a Peabody after party, violence broke out when O'Reilly's Fox Security roughed up Olby's posse. No one was wounded, but a producer's dress was damaged, and Olby's hair was mussed.
Keith's hair just didn't have to get mussed like that. Keith's hair is great. I wish it hadn't gone down this way.
As we said, those were the voices of the actual hosts. We made up the songs and the part about the Peabodys.
That's it for this week's show. On the Media was produced by Megan Ryan, Tony Field, Jamie York, and Mike Volo, and edited by Brooke. Dylan Keefe is our technical director, and Jennifer Munson, our engineer, with engineering help from Rob Christensen. We had more help from Alicia Rebensdorf, Michael McLaughlin, and Mark Phillips. Our webmaster is Amy Pearl.
Katya Rogers is our senior producer and John Keefe, our executive producer. Bassist composer Ben Allison wrote our theme. You can listen to the program and find free transcripts, MP3 downloads, and our podcast at onthemedia.org, where you can also sign up for our newsletter. This is On the Media from WNYC. I'm Brooke Gladstone.
And I'm Bob Garfield.
I don't know what it is, but I want it.
On the Media is supported by the Bydell Foundation, the Ford Foundation, the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, the John and Anna Maria Phillips Foundation, the Overbrook Foundation, and the listeners of WNYC Radio. This is NPR.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.